Al Jazeera Podcasts.
Tortured, executed, and even buried alive. Gaza's civil defense officials present evidence about mass graves where nearly 400 bodies have been recovered so far. Children were among the dead.
We want answers. We want to understand exactly what happened.
The U.S. joins calls from the EU and the UN demanding an explanation from Israel about the mass graves being discovered, calling the findings deeply disturbing.
Palestine will be free!
Palestine will be free!
And in the U.S., more students and academics are arrested in universities, with anger growing over the government's support for Israel's war on Gaza. Students at the Sorbonne University in Paris have also been demonstrating in solidarity with Palestinians. Police dispersed the protesters who accused President Emmanuel Macron of collusion with Israel. In Israel, there have been scuffles between police and protesters outside the residence of the Prime Minister. They demanded that Benjamin Netanyahu should do more for the release of captives being held in Gaza. Police had to escort National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir to his car through the crowd. The demonstrations began after Hamas released video of a 23-year-old who was taken from a music festival on October the 7th. At least 21 people have died after a boat carrying Ethiopian migrants capsized off the coast of Djibouti. The migrants were trying to reach Yemen. 23 people are missing. It comes just 2 weeks after another migrant boat capsized in the area, killing 38 people. More than 100 inmates have escaped from a prison in Nigeria. It happened at a facility in Silesia near the capital Abuja. The inmates managed to get away following several hours of heavy rain, which damaged the prison. A grand jury in the U.S. state of Arizona has indicted several advisors of former President Donald Trump. They're accused of attempting to use fake electors to overturn his 2020 election loss to Joe Biden. The indictment alleges defendants, including lawyer Rudy Giuliani and Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, submitted false documents to Congress declaring Trump's victory in Arizona. They're charged with 9 counts each of conspiracy, fraud and forgery. The indictment describes Trump as an unindicted co-conspirator.
Coming up on The Take, why did Columbia University ask the New York Police Department to clear out a camp of pro-Palestinian students? That's The Take by Al Jazeera. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.